CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. More than 100 people are feared dead following twin train derailments in the same location in central India. Five coaches on an express train from Mumbai have derailed from a bridge into a swollen river. The bridge itself was partially submerged when the train drove over it. Another train traveling in the opposite direction derailed on the same spot within minutes of the first accident. A special train carrying a team of 100 doctors and rescuers is on its way to the accident site. Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak met with visiting Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Kuala Lumpur on Tuesday, with both sides pledging to enhance bilateral ties. Najib said Malaysia fully supports the 21st Century Maritime Silk Road Initiative and establishment of the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. He said Malaysia welcomes more Chinese enterprises to make investments in the country. Wang Yi expressed China's willingness to strengthen and expand cooperation with Malaysia in fields of infrastructure, telecommunications, nuclear, aerospace, remote sensing technologies, and cultural exchanges. Wang Yi is in Kuala Lumpur for the ASEAN Foreign Ministers meeting from August 4th to 7th. East and South China provinces are on high alert for the approaching super typhoon Sudler, which has developed into the world's most powerful storm of the year after slashing the northern Marianas. China's National Observatory says the storm is expected to make landfall in Fujian and neighboring Zhejiang late on Saturday. Sudler, now a maximum Category 5 storm, is roaring across the West Pacific Ocean, packing winds up to 290 kilometers per hour. Is stronger than Cyclone Pam, the previous strongest storm of the year, which killed at least 15 people when it slammed into Vanuatu 5 months ago. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has finally issued a statement in connection to reports of U.S. spying on Japan. Addressing a meeting of the Upper House of Parliament, Abe says his administration first wants to check whether the allegations are true. He says if the reports are accurate, he'll then begin making inquiries into why the U.S. would do it. WikiLeaks posted a series of documents from the NSA last week, which includes a list of 35 Japanese targets for telephone intercepts, including major government institutions and trading companies. The reports show the eavesdropping dates back to Abe's first government in 2006. New stats show a deadly outbreak of Legionnaires' disease has left 7 people dead and over 60 others hospitalized in New York over the past month. But in delivering the stats, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio is moving to reassure the city the outbreak is not contagious. Legionnaires' disease is actually a bacterial infection which is spread through water evaporation. Officials in New York have identified and disinfected 5 different sites where the bacteria has been discovered. Myanmar has formally appealed for international help in tackling its first flooding in decades. Heavy monsoon rains pounding the country since June have left nearly 50 people dead. Local officials in the country's western and central regions are warning swollen rivers are now threatening to inundate low-lying southern areas of the country. Relentless seasonal downpours have lashed much of South and Southeast Asia in recent weeks. The death toll in India from days of intense rain has risen to 180, while around 120 have been killed in Pakistan. Israel said on Tuesday it was interrogating the suspected head of a Jewish extremist group in the first arrest of an Israeli suspect. This follows last week's arson attack in the West Bank that killed a Palestinian toddler and wounded his brother and parents. According to the Shin Bet Security Agency, 23-year-old Meir Ettinger was arrested for involvement in an extremist Jewish organization. The agency would not say if he's also suspected of the July 31st arson attack. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has pledged zero tolerance for Jewish terrorism following a pair of deadly attacks by extremists. Rescuers are expanding the search for 2 people washed away amid flooding in Shanxi. 7 bodies of the 9 people washed away by flooding in the capital Xi'an have been recovered. A group of 13 people were eating at a riverside restaurant on Monday when floodwaters inundated the building. Xi'an and surrounding areas have seen the heaviest rains in some 30 years this week. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.